Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. It's time to tee it up and talk some golf. Good morning, and thanks for listening and making Tee to Green part of your Sunday. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff are live at the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, each and every Sunday morning. We've got a great lineup for you on the show today. You know, before there was the big three, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Gary Player, there was the American triumvirate, Sam, Byron, and Ben. Sam Snead, Byron Nelson, and Ben Hogan, who were all born just months apart in the year 1912. And later on, they had such an impact not only on golf but on American society as well. There's a great new book out called American Triumvirate, Sam Snead, Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, and the Modern Age of Golf, written by James Dodson. We tried to get James on the show last week, and it didn't work out, but he's agreed to come back and be on Tee to Green with us today to talk about his new book, The American Triumvirate, a great read for any golf fan. First up, though, the captain of the women's team, the American women's team, for the 2013 Solheim Cup competition, the U.S. ladies versus European ladies. Meg Mallon will be here on Tee to Green today. We had a chance to sit down with Meg earlier this week at Colorado Club, just south of Denver, where that competition will be held some 16 months from now. And we'll hear from U.S. Solheim Cup captain Meg Mallon today here on Tee to Green. That and a whole lot more coming your way on the big show today.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
If you get a chance, be sure to check out our website, teetogreenradio.com. You can also access our Facebook page from our website. Go to Facebook and friend us, tell us you like us, and all that kind of good stuff. We're going to tee it up next with Meg Mallon as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the Sirius and XM satellite radio dial, and Tee to Green's Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On Tee to Green today, 18-time LPGA champion, a member of 9 Solheim Cup teams, 8 times as a player, once as an assistant captain, and she will captain the 2013 United States Solheim Cup team. We're happy to have back with us on Tee to Green, Meg Mellon. Hi, Meg. How are you?
Good, great. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
You know, it was no surprise when you were named the captain. I mean, it kind of had been building toward that, but still, once it became official, Tell us about the feeling you had.
Well, it's funny. It's a very exciting phone call you get from the commissioner, but then he says, you know, you got to hold on to it for a month, so don't tell anybody. So I did my own little dance, and then I had to put it, kind of push it down, so I didn't let the beans spill, but it was exciting. You know, it's obviously a thrill. It's an honor. You never know if you're going to get that call, and when you do, it's really cool. So, and especially to be named captain here at Colorado Golf Club that I know so well, and in a great golf community of Denver, I'm just really excited for this event.
At this point in time, 16 months away from the event, what are your priorities right now? What are you doing to get ready?
Basically getting organized, getting everything set for the week. It's a 7-day affair for us, and getting every day organized, getting our housing down, facilities, getting to know what it's going to happen for us here at the Colorado Golf Club as far as where the teams stay and all that. And then, you know, clothing, menus. I mean, it goes on and on. It's quite the spectacle, and 16 months is going to go by like that. So it's good we're getting going here in early April so that we're prepared for next summer.
A lot of incidentals that a lot of people maybe don't realize.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. And you know, your goal as a captain is to make sure that the week is as easy and fun for the players as possibly can be, because they have them going from Monday through Sunday with events going on all the time. So you want to make sure that they get the priorities back to golf, because that is what they're there for. But it also is a great event as far as showcasing women's golf, and I think the best event in women's golf.
Personnel-wise, the first thing that you can control are your assistants. Do you have a window that you're looking to contact people and name those? Or
yeah, you know, it's funny. I felt this instant rush like I needed to name my assistants right away, and then I found out Davis Love hasn't even named his yet. So he's only got about 4 months to the Ryder Cup, so that kind of put me at ease a little bit, because I do want to wait on that. It's an important thing. I think it's a pay it forward position. You know, I was fortunate to be an assistant captain in 2009, and it helped me tremendously. So I know at least one of my assistants will be someone that will hopefully be a captain down the road and be able to help them, you know, through the process as well. But I also want to have two people by my side that I trust and will help me with my weaknesses. And so I'm going to take my time and explore that. It'll be fun. It'll be fun once I get that over with, but I'll take a little time on that to figure that one out.
Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff at the Colorado Club, just outside of Denver, Colorado, which will be hosting the 2013 Solheim Cup competition as the best American
female golfers take on the best that Europe has to offer. And the lady that will be captaining the American team is Meg Mallon, our guest today. Meg, you mentioned a special connection that you have here with Colorado Club. Tell us about that.
Well, Mike McGettrick, who's been my was my teacher for 22 out of 23-year career, you know, was one of the founders of this club. And it was great to... you know, watch this whole course develop, and I was here before there was even a hole put in the ground. So it's a beautiful piece of property, and it turned into a beautiful golf course. And so I'm just thrilled to see the Solheim Cup come here and have that connection with this golf course and this community. I've been coming here a long time, you know, practicing and honing my game, and won a lot of tournaments with Mike you know, Colorado had a lot to do with that because I practice here a lot and getting ready for especially majors. And so it's a wonderful connection that I have here.
How familiar are you with the course?
You know, it's funny. As I was driving in, I'm like, you know, I haven't probably played a complete 18 holes more than four or five times here because Mike and I would just go out and hit balls and play shots and go around the course. I'm familiar with the course, but I can't tell you any score that I shot on it by any means because it was really more a working time when I was here. But... you know, it's funny. I got the Champions event was in where I live in Florida a couple months ago, and I got Ben Crenshaw's phone number so I can give him a call and get some advice from him on, you know, how to play this golf course as well. So I'm going to, you know, explore all my opportunities to figure out the best way to play this course.
And I'm taking it that you won't be giving Ben's number to Lisa Lotnoy. Is that right?
I know, that'll be tough.
So Lisa Lotnoyman, one of your contemporaries, you guys played at the same time on the LPGA Tour. She's the captain of the European squad. What sort of relationship have you had with her through the years?
Yeah, well, Lotta and I started our careers together, basically. I mean, she won the U.S. Open, I think my second year on tour, and was her first win. And, you know, we not only competed against each other, but we're great friends as well. And we've played in probably seven Solheim Cups against each other and still remain friends, which is a lot a testament to our friendship. But I was thrilled for her. I think no one deserved it more. She was the first Swede to come to the United States and be successful, and she started that whole Swedish invasion. So it's really appropriate that she's the captain.
When you talk about some of the players you're going to have on your team, I think we're in a place now where we're getting a little more turnover with the U.S. squad as far as the names coming up. I mean, Ryan O'Toole last year was a surprise pick, and she certainly justified, you know, her spot
she's
there. But young gals like her and Katie Fucher, you've got a lot of new people that you'll be looking at, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, right off the bat this year, we have Jessica Korda win in Australia. Yeah. And, you know, she's, I think, barely 18 years old. So it's going to be an interesting mix of really young and some veterans, I expect, as Angela Stanford won as well early on. So it's going to be a great mix of players. The American system is looking really good right now. We've got some great young players coming up, and I know that their goal is to be on the Solheim Cup team. So it's really going to be fun to see how competitive they are for the next 2 years.
Meg Mallon, Solheim Cup captain for the U.S. team next year, 2013. When the competition comes to the Colorado Club just south of Denver in Parker, Colorado, Lisa Lotnoyman will captain the European team. Her counterpart, Jerry, and I had a chance to sit down and chat with Meg, and we'll play part two of that interview for you the next segment. As I was listening to Meg on the playback just then, Jerry, and she was talking about Lisa Lotnoyman, I was thinking, be kind of fun to sit the two of them down and have them go one-on-one against each other, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would. They were like she said, played against each other you know, all through both of their careers, really. Lieselot won the U.S. Open for her first win. Meg won a couple of them later on and everything. And you know, we had Meg on the show a couple years ago when the Colorado Golf Club was named the site and everything. We talked with her and Julie Engster, and one of the real pleasant people, I think, in women's golf, and just easy to talk to, and And she's like that way with everyone. It's like you've known her for years when you sit down and chat with her for a while.
And she hasn't, you know, she hasn't really been competitive on the LPGA Tour, and she's pretty much kind of semi-retired these days. But in her prime, when she was at the top of her game, she was one of the most fun people and competitive people out there. And if she can get the combination of fun and competition going for the U.S. team in the Solheim Cup a year and a half or whatever it is from now, it'll be really a great event.
And I always remember one thing I thought was funny, because she wasn't a gal that scoreboard watched at all when she was playing. And at one of the majors that she won on Sunday, I remember she got to the 18th green and asked her caddy where we stood, and he goes, "We're two up." And she goes, "Oh, really? Cool." You know? And then she, you know, putted out for par and won the tournament.
By the way, there's a picture of Meg up just around the corner from us here at the Broadmoor, because she was runner-up. She finished second in the 1995 U.S. Open when it was played here at the Broadmoor to none other than Annika Sorenstam. This segment of Tee to Green has been brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. Add them up. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. If you're out of the area, you can call 719-471-9900. James Dodson will be here later in the hour to talk about his new book, American Triumvirate. And when we come back, we've got part two of that pre-recorded interview with 2013 U.S. Solheim Cup captain for the women, Meg Mellon, as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Matthews, the Operations and Membership Golf Professional at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about setup. This time of year, we all generally are trying to knock the rust off our games and get ready for the upcoming season. And hopefully, we're all working out and getting our bodies in shape. You really want to pay very close attention to your setup. Posture. Check your posture. Make sure you're maintaining a good spine angle throughout the swing, which will enable you to hit solid shots each and every time. Your grip is very crucial. Too strong, too weak. That alone, with everything else perfect, can make the ball move right or left when we don't want it to. And finally, just our overall stance. Make sure your ball position's good. Too far forward, you're going to hit the ball left. Too far back, and you're going to hit the ball right. So those things are very important this early in the season to focus on.
For more on grip, stance, and posture, be sure you check out the website, tee2greenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Coming your way every Sunday morning. We're live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff, and Jerry and I this past week got a great opportunity this past Monday to go up to the Denver area and sit down and chat with Meg Mallon. Great LPGA career. She won 18 times. She won several majors. She also played on 8 Solheim Cup teams representing the United States. She was an assistant captain on one as well. And not too long ago, Jerry, she was named captain for the next Solheim Cup, which is coming up in August of 2013.
Yeah, she assisted Beth Daniel in 2009 in Illinois and is going to be the captain for 2013 as the Americans will try and continue their winning streak. They haven't lost at home in that event since it started about 22 years back, whenever the first one was. So they'll try and no pressure there. Huh.
No pressure at all. That's something she talked about, too. We've got part two of that interview coming your way right now with Meg Mallon, 2013 U.S. Solheim Cup team captain.
This event tends to lean towards some aggressive opportunities and everything. As a captain and as an experience as a player, is one of the things that you're going to have to do tell your girls when to kind of rein that tendency in a little bit?
Well, a lot of it is knowing your players and how they respond and what makes them tick. Some players, you know, like to be left alone, and some players need to be pumped up, and that's kind of what you find out about your team as the next 16 months comes around. And that's, you know, my job to figure that out along with my assistants is, you know, what makes each player tick, and I want to make sure that they're in the best place to perform the best golf they possibly can.
Meg Mallon is our guest today here on Tee to Green. Meg, along those lines, how would you describe your leadership? Are you a rah-rah type? You were pretty emotional and expressive as a player. Is that how you are as a captain?
I love the game, and I want that to be shown, you know, my joy for the game and my love for the game, and I can't wait to watch this experience through my players' eyes, because I know how much I enjoyed it, And that's what I want them to get out of it as well, is the joy of this event. You know, I don't want this to be an intense, pressure-packed, a have-to type situation. I never perform that well that way, and I don't think many people do. So I think that's the kind of energy I'm going to convey is, you know what, we're the American team. We're the greatest team out there, and we're going to go have some fun. And, that's going to be pretty much my mantra for the Solheim Cup.
And fun, I think, is the key word there, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's it.
You'll also be home. You'll have the home course advantage.
That's right. That's right, which is wonderful. You know, it's wonderful, you know, to play in the U.S. It's wonderful to play in Europe. But when the American fans come out and cheer us on, there's nothing better.
Can you describe, you played for 8 U.S. Solheim Cup teams. Can you describe how that feeling is compared to a regular LPGA event?
You know, it's amazing. Golf isn't in the Olympics until 2016. For us, this was our Olympics. And if the Olympics feels anything like this, it's pretty awesome because when you hear your anthem being played and you putting on the red, white, and blue and you hear people chanting USA, there's no experience like that you'd ever get in golf. And that's why I'm excited to see it, you know, through my players' eyes, especially the ones that have never been on the team as well. You know, it's just great to see. And that's my job, is they're going to be so pumped up that, you know, I'm just going to have them try and calm down, especially playing in this altitude. They're going to be hitting it so far anyway, and to have that extra adrenaline, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond.
And in this event, the character, if you will, of the crowds is a little different too, isn't it?
It really is. We call it football golf. I mean, it's the only time on a golf course you're allowed to actually yell and scream while people are hitting golf shots. So if for anyone that's never been to an event like this, they'll never see anything like it in golf. And that's why I'm excited for the Colorado fans, because you've had so many great events here with the U.S. Opens, the PGA Championships, and obviously the men have been here a long time, but they'll never see anything like this in golf. And so it's so exciting, and you get to scream and yell on a golf course, which is very unusual.
There aren't many LPGA events that have been held here in Colorado. You've played at Cherry Hills and of course, right, down at the Broadmoor in U.S. Women's Opens. And this is a new course here, the Colorado Club.
That's right.
So are you trying to get as many of your players or potential players to come and see this course ahead of time?
Yeah, obviously I'd want them to get out here as much as they can. I think, you know, it's not just an advantage being, you know, here in the States. It's the advantage that we get to, you know, play the golf course a little bit more. And I definitely want my players to get out here as much as they can, especially, you know, to get used to the altitude as well. It's just a different type of golf, and it's not something that they really play, you know, anywhere in the world as at this altitude. They're going to need to get here and play a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, there's these gaps in the LPGA schedule, which are not great,
we're
but
filling
you can
them.
Take
advantage.
Yeah.
We are filling them. Yeah, we're filling them a little bit, but you're right. It is an opportunity to get here. And as you know, golf here is interesting because it could snow in April and be sunny in March. So, you know, it's the timing of getting everybody out here has to be, well thought out.
You were a player in the, I guess, the infancy and toddler stages of the Solheim Cup. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only been around 20 years or so. Has the passion for this event grown with the event itself from everybody's standpoint, far as players and captains, that sort of thing?
It really has. It's become a huge event. I didn't play in the very first one, but I played in the second one. And as a matter of fact, the Europeans won the second one on my match. So it's a feeling you never forget, having the whole Europe dancing around you while you're holding your ball in your hand.
Bummer, huh?
Yes, exactly. And so that's actually when the event became big, because they were such underdogs that no one expected them to win at all. And that's why this event is so special, because it could be anybody's event, and it always comes down to the end. So it has grown tremendously. The fan base is huge now. People travel all over the world now to come watch the Solheim Cup, because once they see it, they're hooked, and they don't want to miss another one.
Last question. You had a great career. You won major championships. Outside of maybe getting into the Hall of Fame, how big of an honor is this for you personally, to be the captain of the Solheim
Cup? It's the biggest honor you could possibly get. I grew up as a kid playing team sports my whole life, so to have the opportunity not only to represent the U.S. team, but to represent the United States of America, is truly an honor, and one that I'll hold dear for the rest of my life.
from Ohio State, which has turned out a few good golfers.
Yeah, we've had a pretty darn good program, haven't we?
Meg, thanks for taking a little time to be with us today. Yeah. We know we'll see you between now and this August, but next August. Thanks for being with us today on Tee to Green.
Thanks for having me on, and we look forward to everybody coming out to the Solheim Cup in 2013.
The Solheim Cup, like the Ryder Cup, is played every other year. It started, the competition did in 1990, the best American female golfers against the best that Europe has to offer. And every other year since then, it's been played, and the U.S. holds an 8-4 lead in the series. And in case you missed it during the interview there, the United States has never lost on American soil, and that's one of the things that there'll be a lot of talk about between now and the 2013 competition in August of 2013.
And when I talked to Patty Sheehan about a month or two back, she said if she was in the position now, she'd tell her players that we've never lost on home soil and I don't plan on starting now. So Meg can maybe use that as a little motivation if needed. It probably wouldn't be needed, but
should be a fun time. And as we get closer to the event, keep it tuned to Tee to Green, because we'll tell you more information, such as how to get tickets and all that kind of good stuff, as we get closer to August of next year and the 2013 Solheim Cup. James Dotson standing by. His book is called American Triumvirate. Sam Snead, Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, and the Modern Age of Golf. He'll join us next on Tee to Green Worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm a home. The one with a roof, walls, and all the things that make me yours. Things like your comfy couch, entertainment center, and that lamp you just couldn't live without. These are the things that you could lose in a flood. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. Even just a few inches of water in your home can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn what a flood could cost you.
Be the talk of the neighborhood this spring with a new Goal Setter basketball hoop in your driveway.
Goal Setter basketball hoops are height adjustable and are the safest hoop in the market.
In business for 21 years, Goal Setter hoops carry a lifetime warranty for a lifetime of fun and memories in your driveway. Call or click today and chat with a Goal Setter basketball specialist at 800-362-4625. That's 800-362-4625, or go to goalsetter.com.
Hurry, these Goal Setter spring deals won't last long.
That's goalsetter.com, the best in basketball.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
With the tax deadline quickly approaching, we at H&R Block would like to suggest a few thousand reasons why you should trust your taxes to us.
$2,560.
$5,498.
$1,253.
April 17th is just around the corner. Don't risk your refund. At H&R Block, we guarantee you won't leave money on the table. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com and never settle for less. Results will vary. Every tax situation is different. If you make an error on your return that entitles you to a smaller tax liability, we'll refund our fee for that return. See tax office for details.
Hi, it's Marty Torellis calling all sports. It's the weekend edition. Each and every Saturday night, 7 Pacific, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, American Forces Radio Network. Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, Jeff Terrell, our East Coast correspondent, Blair Kirchhoff, Kansas City Star, and a whole lot more. The world of sports, it's the Saturday night calling all sports weekend edition, 7 p.m., right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Just tap it in. Just tap
it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Matthews, the Operations and Membership Golf Professional at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about chipping. Chipping is one of the easiest shots in the game. I know some of you may not believe that, but chipping is a very valuable shot to have in your bag. First of all, I just want to explain the basic setup. You're going to choke down on all your clubs around the green. Why? Because you're going to want more control. Second of all, you want to keep your weight left or forward on the shot and keep it still. We don't want any lower body on a simple chip and run shot. Then we want to get the club and our arms to form a capital letter Y, keeping our wrists firm, and just make a simple little stroke at the ball, accelerating through to the target. So choke down, weight left, letter Y, and we'll hit more solid shots around the green.
For more on chipping and getting the ball up and down, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it, Tee to Green, coming your way every Sunday morning. The Broadmoor Resort, 5-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, home of Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff. Our producer is Scott Cuddy. Thank you for joining us today. Our next guest is the author of Ben Hogan's authorized biography. He worked with Arnold Palmer on his, and his other best-selling books include Final Rounds, The Dew Sweepers, and The Son of the Game. If you're a golfer and you're a fan of great writing, then you know the man I'm talking about, James Dodson. His latest book is called American Triumvirate, Sam Snead, Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, and the Modern Age of Golf. And it is a gem, believe me. And we're happy to bring James Dodson on Tee to Green with us today. James, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Are you out there in Pinehurst?
You know where we are? We are, my wife, Wendy, and I are heading up to a place called Primland, which is a Donald Steele course up in the kind of the southern Blue Ridge, just above Mount Airy, North Carolina, which is the real Mayberry, if you ever saw the old Andy Griffith show. And it is, I'm telling you, it's the most beautiful mountain course in the world. It opened a couple of years ago, and it's just, it's in this spectacular, Edenic place, and it looks like, you know, it's like Olympic on a misty morning. You know, it's really spectacular.
This book, American Triumvirate, how long were you working on it? When did you start writing it?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I did Hogan's biography, and when I worked, that book took about 3.5 years to do. I did about 120 interviews for it, and as typical is with of a book like this, you know, I had way too much material. But I also knew Sam and Byron. I grew up in Greensboro, where Sam won 8 times a record, and I knew Byron because I had done big interviews with him for the 50th anniversary of his 11 in a row in 1945 was when he did that, and I did that in 95, so for Golf Magazine. And so it was really, you know, I had all this information. I'd had interviewed Sam 4 or 5 times, and I quite honestly had sort of felt, even upon finishing the Hogan book, that Sam and Byron were sort of felt like they were the forgotten men of this time. And the irony there, of course, is that these two, in many ways, did more to sort of advance the popularity of golf in America and really save the tour from irrelevance in the end of the 1930s, the middle, you know, 36, 37, 38 through there, but long before Ben Hogan broke through in 1940 at Pinehurst and won. So I kind of thought of this book really as I was finishing. The book begins at the Masters in 1954, and I was good friends with Herbert Wind, and he actually suggested the title to me. And I told him, I said, you know, when I finish this book on Ben, I really do want to do a book about Sam and Byron. And then he said, well, you know, they were our American triumvirate, which is and I tell this story in the prologue, which was very poignant. And I, what's been wonderful is how wonderfully well received the book has been, obviously by reviewers, some people who are not even golf people, because it's really kind of a, it parallels American history so much through the 20s and the 30s. But also, in my mind, it's kind of my homage that I feel every golfer owes to Sam Snead and Ben, obviously, and Byron.
They were all born, and I found this really interesting, they were all born in 1912, yeah, and just months apart. Who was the oldest?
Well, Byron was born first in February, and then exactly 3 months later, Sam was born in the Blue, and he was born down in Waxahachie, Texas, son of a poor cotton farmer. Then 3 months later, exactly, Sam Snead was born in the mountains of Blue Ridge, not too far from where we're headed. And he was the son of the youngest of six children of a woman who was 47 years old. His father worked for the homestead, the fabulous old resort up in Hot Springs. And then 3 months after that, Ben Hogan, back in Texas, was born. He was the son of a small town village, essentially a blacksmith who was failing at that time. And by the time that when Ben was nine, ended up shooting himself probably in front of Ben and really cast Hogan into this, yeah, almost Dickensian life on the streets of South Fort Worth. And each of them had very different experiences. The great thing about these three, in my opinion, I mean, just give me a second glimpse of what a perspective about what they did just accomplished. From 1937, when Byron won his first Masters, and Sam won six tournaments in 1 year, and really revived golf for the first time since the departure of Bobby Jones in 1930. From that moment on to about 1954, 53, when Ben kind of retired from sight, and of course Byron had retired in 45, that's one of those three was either first or second or third about 65% of the tournaments they played in. The tour itself was this kind of loose amalgam when they began, this kind of vagabond, a collection of tournaments that ran essentially from Southern California across Texas and the Gulf States into the Carolinas and ended about this time of the year. But there was really there had been efforts to try to formalize it. The tour didn't really keep records. There were small-town tournaments guys drove to in their cars or hitched rides or thumbs. So it was really this very different, and there were only three or four places paid in the tournament. So you really had a kind of collection of guys who really – It was a real Darwinist world out there. And once these three started doing their thing, the galleries came back. After Jones and Hagen and Saracen really kind of quit coming out to play in the 30s and the Depression deepened, these guys brought it back. And they not only brought it back, but they did things nobody had ever done. People think Tiger Woods was the first great athletic player. In fact, Sam Snead was so athletic, he was a four-letter an athlete in high school who was offered, scholarships to Virginia Polytech, Virginia Tech today, and other schools. Byron became the great teacher, and he remained a club pro for up to the last 2 years of his professional touring life and loved that job, loved teaching amateurs and everybody alike. He became a great mentor to the likes of Tom Watson and Inventory and Ben Crenshaw and many others. He was the first to pioneer. He became a broadcaster in the booth, the first pioneer of that frontier. And then he went on to become really the great. He put his name on the first to put his name on a tournament. It's raised over $500,000 for children's charities down in Texas. And lastly, he became really the great ambassador of the game that Arnold told me several times that he really looked to Byron to really see the power that a man who loved the game and communicated that to the fans could have. And that's really why they set up the growth of golf that we see today, that we saw last week at the Masters, where you have a modern-day Sam Snead winning,
Yeah, that's true.
In a way, yeah. James Dodson's our guest. I find it interesting, we talked about the three of the guys being mm-hmm. born in 1912. 100 years ago this morning, the Titanic sank that year.
I know.
And we're talking about three titans, if you will, of the American golf scene. James, back in 1935, when Gene Saracen hit the double eagle at the Masters, that kind of put that tournament on the map. But by the late 30s, that tournament was in a little bit of trouble, and these three guys certainly did a lot to keep that or get that momentum restarted for that tournament, didn't they?
You're so correct. You know how many people don't know that? I mean, you can't watch the Masters telecast today, and it's so beautiful, and it's the kind of rite of spring and the rebirth of the game, you know, without thinking, oh, my gosh, it's always been this way. But, in fact, you're so correct. They were passing the hat in 34, 35, 36, 37. They were, you know, asking members to really donate. They had to pass the hat to even pay the people who won those years. It was a big struggle. You know, Augusta, Georgia was in the middle of nowhere, and there were grave doubts really up until World War II, and even then, whether it would survive. You know, it became actually. They bought 200 cows and let them graze on the golf course during World War II when they closed the place for the war.
Wow.
So it's an amazing. You're absolutely correct, and golf. That's a perfect metaphor for what the state of the professional golf world was like.
Jim,
it was still sort of an amateur game at that point. There were the stars. And there were still a lot of great amateur players, but the professional game had all but withered on the vine.
Yeah, Jim, this segment has just flown by. We've got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure most people are probably curious too, did they get along? What was it like? What was their personal relationship?
Great question. I'll try to be quick about this. Well, Ben and Byron grew up in the same caddy yard. And Byron, funny, cheerful, tall, handsome, good-looking kid, everybody helped Byron. And he kind of reached back and helped Ben. In fact, when they got married, Hogan tried and failed twice to make it, three times to make it on the tour. Byron went out and kind of made it right away with the help of a lot of people. And he really reached back and helped Ben and their wives. They traveled together early on the tour. The bottom line and the saddest part of this is when Ben finally broke through and started winning, their relationship cooled. And then when Byron's wife died, and certainly many years later when Byron remarried, that bothered Valerie Hogan, and they were never close at all. But Sam was kind of the funny, freewheeling character that Ben, I think, thought of him. Ben said if he was the greatest player ever, if he'd only had his brain, Sam Snead would have never lost a tournament. And that's probably the truth. Hogan was the great strategist, Snead was the great natural, and Byron was the great learned player who was considered the father of the modern golf swing. And I tell all these stories how they all come together, really how they frame not only kind of American sports, but they captured the public imagination and set the stage for the coming of Arnold Palmer and others.
Yeah, they sure did, and that's why the book is called Sam Snead, Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, and the Modern Age of Golf, American Triumvirate. What a great read and another great outing from James Dotson. Jim, wish we could talk to about a couple of hours easily on this book and talk golf, but appreciate you taking the time to be with us today and to kind of interrupt your little weekend journey up to play some golf, but you are welcome, my friend, anytime back on Tee to Green.
Well, I love talking to you guys because you do know your stuff, and that is really, you've already, you, just two things you said this morning tell me you really know your history, and that's really at the end of the day why I wrote this book. I wanted the people who love the game to understand where it came from.
And they certainly will. Pick it up. It's a great read. American Triumvirate, Sam Snead, Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, and the Modern Age of Golf, James Dotson. James, get out there, play some golf, hit them long, hit them straight this weekend, okay?
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
James Dotson with us today on Tee to Green. American Triumvirate. It's out. Bookshelves, Amazon.com, wherever great books are sold. Pick up a copy, and you will not be disappointed. This is Tee to Green. We're live and in real time on the Internet at sportsbyline.com. And our website, teetogreenradio.com. Jerry's standing by. He's going to take us on tour next as we continue after this.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card
dead alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before, this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296.
The show by golfers for golfers. Tee to Green, the segment of Tee to Green, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs. You can call 719-471-9900. Not done yet. Jerry's here to take us on tour.
One of the favorite tour stops for a lot of the players at Hilton Head this weekend, the Heritage. Carl Pettersson of Sweden vaulted into the lead with a 66 yesterday. He's at minus 12, one better than Colt Knost. And then Zach Johnson at minus 8 and Boo Weekly at 7 under, so a little bit of a gap there. Knost, looking for his first win, needs to settle the nerves today a little bit.
I've won tournaments before, obviously not at this level, and I've been nervous, and you just got to get through that first early stage and then settle in and play golf. And I've been working really hard on the mental part of my game, and it's getting a lot better.
And Pettersson looking forward to today's challenge.
Tomorrow is a tough day. Anytime you try to win a golf tournament, it's tough. And I'd rather be one ahead than one back. Obviously, it's going to be a challenging day, but I look forward to the challenge. And this game is weird. Anything can happen in this game.
And we'll see if the winds kick up at Hilton Head today. Sometimes that can be an issue down there. So, and then the cool plaid jacket to the winner. I like that one. The Champions Tour is in Tampa at the Encompass Insurance Pro-Am. Michael Allen, five-shot lead. He's at minus 9. Of course, he won the 09 PGA Championship for his first ever professional win. He hasn't won since, so looking for his second. Yes, senior PGA. And then Sandy Lyle, Bernard Langer, Olin Brown, and Corey Pavin all at minus 4 on the chase today.
All right. James Dodson, want to thank him for joining us today. His book, The American Triumvirate, Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, and The Modern Age of Golf, available Amazon.com and at all great bookstores. Pick up a copy. You will not be disappointed. And thanks to Meg Mellon for taking a little time to join us earlier this week. We hope you enjoyed that pre-recorded interview we did with the 2013 U.S. Solheim Cup captain, Meg Mellon. That's going to do it. Thanks to Scott back at our San Francisco studios. Thank you for joining us. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Get out and play some golf this week. Weather's getting warmer. When you do, hit them long, and hit them straight.